5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA, and we can only take 15 minutes tops today, so I'll probably shoot for 10. So let's start with Tom Fishburne, writing and SEO word soup. What's the secret to great writing? Keywords that rank well. Repeat them over and over again. Test a title that gets the most clicks. Use lots of internal links. Don't forget image and title tags. What about the actual writing? Oh, AI will take care of that. Right? So Jano Andersen, former head of SEO at Yoast, gave a talk on the state of content marketing, and he said, when the same search engine optimization checklists are used by everyone else, you're going to get a pool of lookalike articles. The actual writing is often treated as an afterthought. And I wonder, you know, I look at the SEO rules as a set of constraints, okay? And I think about writing sonnets, which I didn't do well back in high school. But I wrote them anyway. And it made me appreciate the Shakespearean sonnets. And I would say constraints don't necessarily make things the same. Great writers will transcend those checklists and still write great articles. Will AI write great articles? I don't think AI will ever write great articles. But hopefully a great writer will see through that. And we have an example of that shortly coming up. So as Jano put it recently, you are recursively optimizing a very small corpus till it's all just word soup. And I say, that's on you, Mr. Writer Person. It reminds Tom of Ian Whitworth's description of AI's generated content as infinite words nobody wants. You know, and I guess on this show I sort of see more and more articles about direct mail that sound like word soup, that aren't persuasive, that aren't insightful, that are just a list of reasons why AI is wonderful, or reasons why direct mail is wonderful, or both. And direct mail total circulation keeps dropping. Okay, last week I would say I had mail in my mailbox 2 days out of five, which is not that I deserve to be mailed. I don't buy much, just me in my office. But nevertheless, Jano says that it's a race to the bottom, and AI makes this accelerated. Remember who the real audience is and the problems you can help them solve. And that may be your problem. Maybe you're a writer that doesn't really know how to solve problems. Maybe that you've never solved a problem. Maybe you're a coach that has never really had a team. I took a very expensive coaching seminar. It's about $5,000. And it made me think that I could probably write a seminar better. But they said the advantage of coaching is that you let the players tell you what they need to do. And it's sort of like the psychologist who you know, you say, Doc, I think I have a problem. Well, what makes you think so? Well, X. Well, why does X bother you? Or whatever, you know. The lost art of writing is important in communication, okay? But the path of least resistance is to turn it all over to AI. Ann Hardley, who we're going to go to next, who kindly wrote the foreword to Tom's last book, has an insightful newsletter, which we're going to go to, called Total Anarchy. And of course, total anarchy is impossible, right? You can't break all the rules, right? Even that title has content in it. It makes sense. You can't, you know, it's like...